Atlanta radio personality Skinny Bobby Harper has died. He was best known for his wacky and over-the-top antics in the 1960s and 70s. Harper was the inspiration for DJ Johnny Fever on CBS Television's WKRP in Cincinnati. He spent 31 years in radio, including stops at stations in Peoria and Detroit, but it was in Atlanta that he became the dominant radio celebrity, spinning top 40 hits. He was well known for routines that pushed the limits.
I was the first to announce that the Pope had excommunicated the Flying Nun for taking airsick pills. Speaking of pills, a lady from Okolona called to ask if birth control pills were deductible, and I told her only if they didn't work.
Harper worked for 15 stations in 31 years. Despite his firings and rehirings at various Atlanta radio stations, Harper said his stunts were not usually to blame.
Whenever I tell some people how many times I was fired, they automatically think that, well, you must have really been outrageous and stepped on toes and got fired because you swore on the air or whatever. But the most often it was format changes.
When Harper left radio permanently, he moved into corporate communications. Skinny Bobby Harper died of lung cancer. He was 64 years old.
Just maybe think of me once in a while. I'm at WKRP in Cincinnati.